We'll talk after the shiur. The Zechanish Master Daniel Shagin Bas Yeshua Falk. Okay, this week's parsha is parsha Shlach. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemor Shlach lecha anoshim yosuru et eretz Kanaan asher ani nosei levnei Yisrael yishachad l'matei avosav tishlachu kol nosi bohem. So Shlach lecha anoshim. So Hashem is saying you should send them the Meravim. So what's the issue here? Was the Meravim a good thing or it's not a good thing? You know, there's Chet HaMeravim. But Hashem is the one who says Shlach Lecha Anashim. So Ashes that means it's good. So then what? Where'd the Kilkel come from then? If Hashem is initiating this shlichus, then why did it get all, you know, ruined? And that was became such a betchait, chait hamaraglim, you know, Tisha B'av, atam b'chisim b'chiyah shalchinam, and the whole thing, where do we go wrong? So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh right, on page 1. Shlach lecha, anoshim tzorich ladas omru shlach lecha. Razal omru ledaitcha. Ani eini mitzavcha. Bikosha. Lama yaskim Hashem al hara asher diber lasos la'amo. If it's a bad thing, so why is Hashem initiating it? If the meraglim is a bad thing, then why is Hashem initiating? Ayam Hashem Shlach Lecha Anashim or Archaim HaKadosh Havi Ne'ayam Yivet Mi Yetzei HaKerech HaRa HaGdol HaNisavev Smar Meraglim Mitzad HaMaisei En Bara Yalom Matzinu Shekmo Ken Shalach Yeshua Bein HaZano and Yeshua also said Meraglim. So why was that okay? So why did that get... So it's obviously there was something wrong here with Moshe's Meraglim that turned out a disaster, and Yeshua's Meraglim was okay. So what was the difference between Moshe's Meraglim and Yeshua's Meraglim? You know, Matzidu Shekmokein Shalach Yeshua Beis Anoshim Meraglim Meraglu Arts. Imkein Ein Adover Bechur Mitzad Atzmo. Obviously, Meraglim is not bad inherently, because if it's bad inherently, then Yeshua shouldn't. He means that Anashim Meraglim Shei Yerushayim. And let's say, what do you say? The Meraglim Yerushayim? Halo Matzidu Shenivchar Opi Hashem. Habochen Libo Sukloyos. And Hashem is picking the Meraglim. And it says, Tein HaKosav Aleim, Kulam Anashim, Shem Tzadikim. Okay, Yizmar Adam Alpi Devreim Zal Shom. Amru, Zel Lashon HaMetchila, page 2. Nizchapsu Eitzel Moshe, L'shloch Meraglim, V'lo Rotza. V'amalem Kvar Hivtichanu, or as he says, he quotes the Medrash of the Yalkut. And they first came to Moshe, and they said what? We want to send Meraglim. And Moshe said, no, why do you have to send Meraglim? Hashem said it's going to be good. What's the problem? Amru lehem kvar hiftichenu Hashem. Amru lo. Ki amam yodim bonu, asher sh'anu boim lirosh osam. Teim abidim es monom mamonam, kshiyagiv Yisrael, lo yimtu klum. So he's saying like this. The Medrash says, that they first came to Moshe and they asked him, here, you want to see the Medrash here? Yalkut Shimoni, page 11, going on now to page 12. Amru Yisrael, page 12, Rabbeinu Moshe, It says, Rabbeinu Moshe, Nishlecha Anoshim Lefaneinu. Amalem Lama. Amalo, Shekvar Hiftachano, Rav Sprochu, Amalman Shanuk Nusnochsim, Eretz Kanaan, Yorshim Koltuv. So you know what they said to him? That we were told we're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to get Batim Malayim Koltuv. Right? All full of treasures. But what happened was, so Hashem says, he promised us, we're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to get Batim Malayim Koltuv. So the Shiva Amamin heard this, that we're saying that we're going to go in to Eretz Yisrael. So, but what's going to happen? We're afraid that the goyim know this, right? And they're going to hide their money from us. And it's going to be, in other words, they're afraid that what's going to happen, that this is why they explained to Moshe Rabbeinu why they wanted to do Meragrim. Because they need to know all the ins and outs. Because Hashem said you're going to go get Batim Leim Totuv, so they might hide the goodies, the jewelry. And then we're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, and then we're not going to have any Batim Leim Totuv, and then it'll be a Chil Hashem. That Hashem is going to tell us that we're having all these things, so we want to come in so there shouldn't be a Chil Hashem. So this way, we'll see where they're hiding things, and we'll be able to get it, and this way Hashem's word will be fulfilled. And we're going to say Batim Malayim Kol Tov. If we don't go in and see where the ins and outs are, they're going to hide it. We're not going to get anything. We're going to come out empty-handed, and then people are going to say, look, Hashem said this, and he didn't fulfill his word. Nimtzo Dvar Shal Chodesh Baruch Hu Batel. Eliyelchu Meraglim Lufaneinu V'yiru Lu'os Arts. Eksiv Khan Eliyach Perulanu. What's the Lashon Yach Perulanu? Because what is Yach Perulanu? Means Chafiras, you dig. Because we have to want to find the, because we don't need to know about Eretz Yisrael. We just want to know where did they dig and hide the goodies. And that was, so that was a very noble thing that we were doing it, because we want to make sure that we know where the things are. So when Kali Sol comes in, they'll go and they'll tell them, this is where you got to go, and this is where the treasures are, and they'll get the treasures, and they'll come out with treasures, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what word will be Mekuyim? And that's... So you know what? Moshe said it's a great idea. What? Yeah. Came Nilkad Biyadam. He was convinced. Shenema Vayita Veine Hadover. Oh, we'll see. So now back to the Arachayim HaKadosh. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, on page 2, Zel Shoto B'tchila Nikputzu Eitzel Moshe L'Shloach Meragim L'Motzav Amalem Far Hiftichan Hashem Amalem Ki Amim Yodim Shana Boim L'Yurish Oson V'Heim Matmin Nimes Mamonam Shiagim Yisrael Loim Suklum Nimtzav Hashem Boto Chasa Shalom Az Vayita V'Adar B'nei Moshe Masha Omru V'Yach Prulonu Esarz Perish HaChafir Shematminim Bahem Mamonam. So Rav Harari, this Heiliger Rav Harari, says an unbelievable thing. The Lashon Nilkad Biyadam sounds negative. Nilkad Biyadam means, I caught you in my trap. Because they, in other words, they were doing it, he's saying, to trick Moshe, to get Moshe on board. So this way they gave him an excuse. You know what? we want to go because we want to make sure that there's no Chil Hashem here. And they'll come beyond the means. They caught Moshe Kviyachol in their trap. They'll come beyond Yorki b'mirma dibru ulukadua b'orma v'ein yadua mahi mirma shedibru b'fiim shabal nukadu. So what was the trap? Hey, base me rigo him. There's two types of rigo. Echad rigo adas derech asher yalebam. One is a type of regal to know exactly where to go in. How do you get into the place? And then the second type of regal is regal klali. We have to see if we're capable of doing it. So he says like this. Ushai Vish Kochva Mutmurun, who are regal Shiskibi show, Vishloch Ragel who the clothes as Kanan, Kamosha portion, the Zayagin Mia Amelun of Hashem. Damu Mivija Shalorosa Moshe Hashem, this Hakmu Bimirba, Yodolo, Shotad Mazmonim Shokim. Samzel told the Kolaz Kanan, Dilkan Vyodom, the Shalach Ragel Tatan Zet, Kain Rabadover. So he says that really they wanted the Meraglim because they didn't have full Amunah. They didn't have full Amunah. That Hashem says they could do it, and they questioned it. They didn't have full Amunah. But they weren't going to say that to Moshe, that they didn't have full Amunah. So they made up this whole story. It's a good story. Oh, you know, Yachpru Lanu Sa'aris, we got to see where the things are. So it should be, that was all made up. But the real reason is they had a lack of. So therefore, Zeb Badvar Hashem O Moshe Vam Shlach Lecha. That Taka, if you're saying that that's the reason you want to send, is so it shouldn't be a Chil Hashem, then you go with my blessing. You go with my blessing. Shlach Lecha Anashim. Av Alol Tam Shechoshim Heim. Ve'iru kilo machshavosa machshavosa Moshe efshar shelo hevin a kavana al seder hevin davar hashem unucha lo Moshe hevin el kev shorosh Hashem lo benob milashlo chasa meisa so he was masking. Amar anashim sheirol hem tzadikim v'amar peyish kol od shehevin lefanecha etzlecha hem tzadikim. But then he says, "Zel Shonam, from Rav Shlach Moshe Rishoyim are you? He is El Dikta Lachom, and Oshem Avam Beshlicha Sheitchil Balicha Rishoyim. All Yesh Heim Tzadikim Al Eni Yodiyah." So he says, continuing on to page 3. So he says, so that's what happened. What happened was that they really, the shlichus was not the shlichus that they told Moshe. The whole thing was a ruse, as Rav Harari says. The whole thing was a ruse, Rav Harari says. It was a ruse. Right. Yeah, you don't have to question that either, right? But this is what they said. But the real reason is they didn't have a Muna, and that was the whole story. And that's how the Archaim of Kaddish.
Number
seven,
right. Sense
of
the original
was for Yachpur. Yeah, Yachpur Lano Sars.
They also did.
Right.
their main purpose was
Yaakov. Right. Now the...
That's why it doesn't even just say the Rav Narav.
The Shem Yishmuel has another Mahalach. So in other words, that's not Mahalach of the Orchaim HaKadosh. Why Moshe Rabbeinu is saying Shlach Lecha when it's really a bad thing, it's because he only was saying it al-das what they sold him. They sold him these bag of goods.
By Yeshua, it was with violence.
Yeah, Yeshua, it was, right, exactly. Now the Shem Yishmuel has another Mahalach here. Loving Inyan HaMeraglim, Shoshochu Yisrael, Man Ba Tawuso. Page 14. Madur Shalach HaKakach Yeshua Meraglim, Achash Shekvar Ra. And why is Yeshua sending Meraglim? If Yeshua saw what a fiasco the first Meraglim were, so why is he sending Meraglim? So he says like this. The key thing of shlichus, you know what the key thing is? Who's the mishaleich? Who's the mishaleich? If you have a good mishaleich, then it'll all go good. Who's the mishaleich? So he says like this. See, for Klal Yisrael to get in, they had to be machnia the Zion Amim. Not only the physically, but metaphysically. The koach haklipos of the Zion Amim. He says, Yadua ikra chiyas hachitzonim imashen imtsoim b'Yisrael aveiras umaisim bilti muzukochim. In other words, how do you win over the Zion Amim? With a mishaleach that's pure. Because the Zayin Amim have koyach hatuma. So if your mishaleach also has tuma, then you're not going to win over. Shalachnias hachitzon yitzrichim lios anoshim kedoshim yitahorim mikol inyon etiyuv. We need to af be'echad masim lo mituharim shuv yesh lahem achiza al yodol linak ben haklal kulo. So he says like this, page 15, fourth line. Via Omor Yuvan Hetev Kol Yidin Hamaraglim Shaiu Arishonim Shem Kol Yisrael Gdoleim Yoshua Lei Umam Bekoch Dushosim Umash Hem Shluchim Moshe Rabbeinu. Whereas if they're Shluchim Moshe Rabbeinu, Shluchim Shalom Kemoso, then it would be like Moshe Rabbeinu's going. Ki'ilu Moshe Rabbeinu matzu holach l'sham. U'kitzvei Arizal shes abru mehem nishmos yid beishvotim. Okay, you tzrich machmir, it's called klipus malchei knan. So it's good. You have a good mishaleach. And it'll be fine. So what happened? Shlach l'cho anoshim, it's perfect. You had Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the Ish Kadosh, and then it would have been fine. They needed somebody like that, then they would have been like Moshe Rabbeinu, and they would have machni all the klipos. But you know what? They changed the shlichus. So what did they say? What did they say? They said, "Ki chashayavu kulam l'Yisrael, sarvu kulam, v'ein adom l'Yisrael." So he says like this: "V'chein amar Hashem Yisrael Moshe, shlach l'cho." Hashem says to Moshe, Shlach Lecha Anoshim. Then they would be fine. You'll be the Meshalech. But you know what Klal Yisrael said? V'tikrivonu alai v'tomu nishlecha anoshim. Meaning, we don't want Moshe to be the Meshaleach. We want Klal Yisrael to be the Meshaleach. Why? What was the Svara? Because the Svara was, yeah, page, which they knew that Moshe Rabbeinu is not going into Eretz Yisrael. Right? He says, Klal Yisrael is going to go into Eretz Yisrael. So it's better. You need the koyach of Knesset Israel and not the koyach of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know from the divorce Eldad Umeida. So he says that's the difference. That Moshe Rabbeinu would have been the Meshaleach, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the Koyach Hatara, then it would have evatel all the klipas of. But they didn't want Moshe Rabbeinu to be, because they heard that about this nevuah that Moshe is not going in. So if Moshe is not going in, then how could they be a Meshaleach Moshe Rabbeinu, a Shliach of Moshe Rabbeinu? So it's better we should be. So they changed the Shlichus. That we're not shluchim of Moshe Rabbeinu, we're shluchim of Klal Yisrael. But Klal Yisrael doesn't have the. If you're in Klal Yisrael, not everyone in Klal Yisrael is called Shvatar. So you won't be able to machniah the koichos of Amalek, and that was the whole. And that was the whole problem. So Yeshua, he was a tzaddik, and he sent tzaddikim in. So Yeshua shlichus was all the koch of a mishaleach of a tzaddik. So man, there was no problem. No problem with shlichus per se. It's who's the Meshaleach, that's the problem. You got to get the right Meshaleach. So the whole idea, why is Shlichus, some people Shlichus is good, they haven't had a good Meshaleach. Right? I guess you have a, you know, somebody sets up the Shlichus, it was a tzaddik, so then all the Shlichim have that toyach of the Meshaleach. Oh.
So wait a minute, Yeshua was working on my curvature.
No, so Yeshua's shlichus was, first of all, he sent tzaddikim, he himself was a tzaddik, so there's no problem. There's no problem with shlichus. It's only when you mishana the shlichus and say, I'm not a shlich of Moshe, I'm a shlich of Klal Yisrael, and that was the whole problem. Because it's a funny thing, because Hashem is telling him, shlach lecha anashim. So what's the problem? Why was this an Avera? So what was the Avera? So Or Chaim HaKadosh says, the Avera was because he only said it, you know, based on the original assumption that it was shlichus for kvod shemayim. Then it turned out it was shlichus because chisar and amuna. It was a whole different thing. And the Shem Yishmuel saying, no, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have been in the shalech, that would have been fine, and it all would have worked out. No, or his own shlichus.
He was.
So now I'm going to show you one of my favorite Atzei Chaims. I told you about the Atzei Chaim. Atzei Chaim is Reb Chaim Tzvi Teitelbaum. He is a brother of Rav Yoilish. He died in his 40s. He died in his 40s, right? And Rav Yoilish was a zaken. But it's so interesting that all of Satmar today are the Atzei Chaims. Because the Beirach Moshe was the son of the Atzei Chaim. And then Rav Aaron, the title band of Zalman Leib, were sons of the Beirach Moshe. So the leadership of Satmar today is all the grandchildren of the Atzei Chaim, who died at age 40. Rav Yoilish, who lived much longer but didn't have any live offspring, so the leadership is not. So he says a beautiful pshat. When I saw the Shem Yishmuel, I said, you know, I have to put in together the Atzei Chaim. So what does Yahtzeit Chaim say? So he says like this. And he quotes this Or HaChaim. V'hi b'shach paras ha'am. Diktu ha'mefarshim. Mash Hashem she'yatzarach lasos eze sibah shalo yeshuva mitzrayma. It was Hashem says, "Lo'acham Elokim derech eretz plishtim, ki karovu." So the question is, why? Diktukam b'farshim. The Masha Yatzarach Lasos Eiza Siba. Whereas Hashem had to do something that they shouldn't go back to Mitzrayim. So what did He do? He made them not go in the regular path. He made them go in a different path. But why do you have to do that? If Mitzrayim is Shaluyeh B'daitem L'Shul Mitzrayim, Halokoch B'yodah She'itzchazek Libam Shaliru V'lo Yechbezu Lama Hisiba Melkim. Why do you have to take them in a different route? Just harden their hearts that they shouldn't want to go back. Well, why did Dafka, He made them what? Take a different route, and therefore they won't come back. So He says in Murad Digavort. In Murad Digavort. The same, like the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, he says. Well, he says a different part of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. He says, the Yisoid, more like the Shem Yishmuel, the Yisoid in life is who is the Mishaleich. Who is the Mishaleich? V'hi B'shalach Paro, right? So who's the Mishaleich? Who's the Mishaleich? Paro. So if you're going to go based on what Paro... So Mahalech is what does Paro want? He should come back. So if they were going to go in Paro's route, they were going to end up coming back. Because Paro was the Mishaleach. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do was he had to go in a different route. That would be that they wouldn't be Shluchim of Paro anymore. Because of Mevatel the Shlichus. And Mimela, then they would not come back. So he says that's the last paragraph. Zeshem Hakosov, Fiyu B'shalach Paro, Hayim Sheyotzo Oyidei Shlichus Shal Paro, L'chei Nochom Elokim Derech Eretz Plishtim, Hayin Aderech Sheyutzrichim Leilech Bo, Hizeh Aderech Sheyotzo Meis Paro, Einu Mesukon Lehem, Pei Yinachem Lam, Yanki Nolod Bar HaTchuna, because then they get to Tchuna Paro. L'chein, Hisibam Elokim Derech Hamidbar Yam Suf, Shetei Yitziyach Hadosh Meis Hashem, Zeh Derech Yishkon Lehem Or. Oh. But then he says, and then he says, that's the pshat. And this is one of my favorite words. Godol mitzuv v'osa mimisha eino mitzuv v'osa. This kasha mefarshim. It should be just the opposite. If I'm not mitzuv and I do, it doesn't show I have such a kind heart and I'm interested. I'm not being duressed. So this famous tosis that says that... that if you're mitzuvah, so there's always a yetzahara for you not to do it. Because you're mitzuvah. So that it's harder. If you're not mitzuvah, there's no yetzahara because it's not a chiyuv. But he says another word. He says like this. If you're not mitzvah, Rosa, so you're doing it on your own. Now you're a finite person. So anything you do is finite. But if it's mitzvah, then you're a shliach Hashem. So you're doing it, but Hashem is infinite. That means the koyach of your maisa is infinite. If you're doing a mitzvah. If you're just doing it because you're a nice guy, and so it's very nice. Very nice, but it's still the koyach of Basa V'dam. But if the Mishaleach, so if you're doing your own thing, so you're doing it your own shlichus. You're the Mishaleach, you're the shliach, you're everything. But if you're doing it because of the tzivoy, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof. So you're doing it mipas his shlichus, then the action you do is Ein Sof. That's why one of the reasons that's brought down. Why is that? Because if you're a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the koyach of the maisa is infinite. So what in this world could pay an infinite action? only in the Olam HaEmes. And that's why Schar Mitzvah, because any mitzvah we do means a mitzvah Hashem, and we're a shliach of Hashem. It's infinite. Hashem is infinite, and therefore we're acting b'koyach his shlichas, it's infinite. And the Mela, in a finite world, he can't pay back for an infinite action. So the Mela, Godel Mitzvah Vosa. And that's why I wanted to say, maybe I'm going to write this up one day, that that's why Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. Because you have to start the year off with one assumption. That Kadosh Baruch is the Melech, and I'm his Shliach, I'm his Eved. So therefore, anything I do in this world will be Mikoach HaShlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how we start the year off. That's how we start the year off. Or else without that, you know, we're finite people. So our actions are limited. But now we have actions that ain't so. And then he points out that the fact that Klal Yisrael changed, the fact that Klal Yisrael changed what the shlichus, you know, that's a pagam in Torah Shebal Peh. Because Torah Shebal Peh is the idea that you listen to the Sanhedrin, you listen to Bezdin, you listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. So that was a pagam in Torah Shebal Peh. And that they should have listened to Moshe Rabbeinu, they should have followed his. There's a pagam in Torah Shebal Peh. And what was the tikkun? What was the tikkun to this? So on page 22, he writes, at the end of Parsha Shlach is the mitzvah challah. Oh. Mitzvah challah. So what's the idea? Shemach was Gilgul Ha'isa, who kibbutz kartei souls. What's the mitzvah of challah? He's taking all the particles of the flour and you're bringing them together. Shemololah badover chadash. You're not making something new, it's the kibbutz. Zemura kol kness Yisrael. Shafi Enam Nirtzim Kolecha B'fnei Atzma was the idea of Knesset Yisrael, that you're a single person by yourself. It's not a koyach. You become Knesset Yisrael, but all the parts of the flour come together into one dough. Shafi Enam Nirtzim Zeh Tanchumim O'Pgam Tor Shabal Peh. So, and this is the because if you're everyone's, you know, does what they want, you know, I think this way, you don't have one unit. Everyone, I think we should do this, I think we should do that. So that's, people say their own thing and then they don't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. It is, the Tikkun Torah Shel Vez, we're all the Kabbalah and Masorah from Moshe Rabbeinu. So we all have to, we can have our own thoughts, but Maisa, you can't change something. You can't change. So B'meila, Kala says we all come together and we all mashabit ourselves to the Torah Shel Baal Peh, not each one thinking on his own. And that's why the mitzvah Kala was the tikkun for the Chet HaMeraglim and the tikkun for Torah Shel Baal Peh. So that's the idea. People, there is room in Yiddishkeit for originality and things like that. But basically, the core is the shlichus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shlichus of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's who you have to view who's your shlich. Then you can have, you know, original ideas, how you should go about teaching, how you should go about doing things. But the prince of the core, but even Mashana. So by, when Kalisul went out of Mitzrayim, so Moshe Hashem wanted that they should be Mashana. After those should be Shluchim of Paro. But when it's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu being the Shliach, Hashem being the Shliach, versus and what the proper Shliach they needed to conquer Eretz Yisrael, it had to be Moshe Rabbeinu. Couldn't be Klal Yisrael. So the key is you have to have the right shliach. Shlach lecha koach hashlichus v'chashivus Torah Shebal Peh. And that's the yisod. And in life, if we try to always find out, like Rav Shechter always says from Rav Kook, everyone has a shlichus in this world, and everyone has a... So you have to find out what, like Rav Shechter said, what from Rav Soloveitchik, based on Rav Kook, what you're cut out from. And then when you're cut out from, then you're doing the shliach. You're doing something that you're not cut out for, like Rav Shechter says. The Shechter always quotes the Gemara Chagiga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bocha, the people that are not doing what they're supposed to be doing, because then they're not doing the Shlichus, and therefore if they're not doing the Shlichus, then their power is going to be very limited and their influence is going to be very limited. But if you do, like Rav Shechter says over from Rav Kook, the others, you do what you, what, and based on Rav Salvation, Rav Kook, Rav Shechter says over, Rav Shechter says over, so then you, the koyach is going to be tremendous, because you're doing the shlichus. You mishana the shlichus, that's a whole different ballgame. And then you poigim in Torah Shebal Peh. And then you have to have the kapora of challah. So shlach lecha anoshim, koach hashlichus, the chashivus, Torah Shebal Peh.